Tech Talk Tuesday with TNS Jansa van Rensburg, bandwidthblog.co.za, joining us for a little bit of an in-depth discussion around the Google event that took place in October. TNS, lovely to see you.
You too.
Right, what should we know? What's the hottest happenings from Google?
Yeah, so the October event was all about the Pixel lineup, and we've seen the Pixel smartphones for several years now, and it's been doing slowly but surely like getting there for Google. You know, the first couple of years, very, very little market share, and last year with the Google 6 and the Google 6, the Pixel 6 Pro, it actually launched them into the mainstream, which was really good for the company, and now they've launched the updates, the Pixel 7 and the Pixel 7 Pro. Now, the new line looks very similar to last year, as you would expect. They've got a very distinctive design, so they want to stick to it. This is what a Google smartphone looks like.
I kind of like that, you know, that they stick to, this is it, this is it. We'll tweak on the inside a little bit, but this is what you get.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of the iPhone mentality as well. But it's much more distinctive, right, with that massive camera bar across the back. And now they've kind of upgraded the design a little bit, so that camera bar is not just glass anymore. Now it's aluminium, and it's part of the whole chassis. It's a one-piece design, which looks really, really nice, in my opinion. But more importantly, the Google phones are actually more about the software than the hardware. Mm-hmm. And they've got some really interesting new things with the camera setup. They've got new upgraded cameras. And then they've got the latest version of Android, which is always tweaked a little bit extra just for that that Pixel lineup. And there's a lot of interesting things there. And most importantly, they've kept the prices the same, and they undercut the likes of Samsung and Apple by hundreds of dollars and many, many thousands of rands in South Africa. So it's good to see that continue. But I think more excitedly, they launched the first Pixel Watch,
which we spoke about briefly in the past as well. I mean, this was quite exciting, you know, for Google to come out with their own smartwatch.
Exactly. I guess the reception has been a bit muted, I would say. There's a lot of conjecture around, you know, why did they go for this design? It looks like a pebble. It looks very minimalist, but it's a circular one, which is great to see. Not everybody likes a kind of a rectangular one. And again, it's got the Android software experience, or Wear OS in this case. But interestingly, you'll remember they bought Fitbit several years ago for many billions of dollars. And this is now kind of the culmination of buying that company and building that software experience into their own smartwatch. So it's got all the basic fitness stuff you would expect. It's got an EKG, oxygen, heart rates, all that stuff, and can do GPS as well. But it's more of, I would say, like a casual exercise watch. It's not hardcore like the Apple Watch Ultra we spoke about the other day, or the Garmin's in the world. And it's also priced like that. It's much more cheaper than those devices. So it's going to be interesting to see the reception and how they evolve this this Pixel Watch over time, because it's something people have been asking for quite a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, we know the software, and we know its quality. We know it's good. The fact that they're coming into the market with this particular watch, you know, at a price, I think that is also affordable. But they might struggle a little bit if you think about, you know, what is out there, what is available in terms of smart technology and smart wearables. So yeah, but I think they're doing a good thing. I think that if they keep on this, it might just blow up.
Yeah, I think this device is for people that love Fitbits and have come from that kind of fitness wearable, to pull them into a full Android experience smartwatch. And for people that have had smartwatches with a Wear OS or even Samsung's Tizen, to bring them back a little bit more to the kind of more casual, basic fitness environment.
Which is the thing for more the everyday kind of person.
Exactly.
Which I think is great. Well, it's Google, and I suppose Google, we trust Google that they're going to bring out something quality. Tienes, thank you very much, my friend. I really do appreciate that. When will we see it? Just quickly, in South Africa, would it be launched in South Africa soon?
We should get it through kind of the various import partners by the beginning of next year.
Fantastic. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.